I think in our regional consultations, what came out loud and clear is how this compact has to be truly global. It's not about one part of the world in particular. And as you know, there's some 250 million migrants in the world today, and they move and settle in very different circumstances across the world. If you look at Asia, for instance, even within Asia, there are lots of different configurations of migrant workers, people who move permanently, others who move temporarily, but sometimes for decades with the expectation of coming back home. So I think the message is that if we're going to talk about a global compact, it has to be global, but very sensitive to regional specificities.
Did you get the sense that governments take seriously the need to adopt a global compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration?
The member states of the UN at the head of state and head of government level in September of 2016 adopted the New York Declaration. Anybody who reads that document would have to understand how seriously governments have taken this issue. This is what propelled the process that we're in now towards the adoption of a global compact. So I think after decades of member states in the UN being quite suspicious about having a conversation about human mobility, now the conversation is well launched, and I think all member states understand that their national policies on migration cannot work unless they fit in a cooperative international model.
Many support the need to make migration safe and orderly, but not everyone seems to support efforts to make migration regular. Does that cause a big challenge to achieving unity around the global compact?
Well, frankly, I think if we look at the history of it, the expression safe, orderly, and regular is all one thing. And in that context, I don't think regular means periodic. It's not a temporal issue. It means it's another, we talk about irregular migrants as people who are in a situation of irregularity. Either they entered a country without the appropriate documentation or through some illegal channels with smugglers, or they entered perfectly legally with a visa, for instance, a tourist visa, but then they overstayed the terms, and we call them all irregular migrants. I think it's in that sense that this expression is used, and in that way, it's all moving forward towards trying to manage migration to make it more operating through legal pathways.
What message are you bringing to the stocktaking meeting in Puerto Vallarta?
Well, this meeting is really the culmination of six big thematic sessions and all the regional consultations. So I think this is the last opportunity for member states to state clearly to each other what their expectations are in this global compact. It's from that meeting that the zero draft of the document that will be the compact will be produced. So I think the expectations are very high that member states will start understanding the areas of convergence of their preoccupations, hopes, and ambitions. And we will probably be in a better position coming out of this meeting to understand where the work has to be done, where there's still room for potential disagreements or more problematic areas. So I think it's a critical, really important step towards the global compact.